This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Locally raised DJ Aspen King will be performing at the Gorge Hall on Saturday, March 4th. This is a family reunion event, and I'm excited to speak with Aspen and find out what that means and what the story is behind her musical family. Thanks so much for taking the time, Aspen. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm definitely having a cozy day because of all the snow.
So, lots of exciting stuff happening in your world coming up here. And it brought up this, I guess I've always had a suspicion that you come from a pretty musically inclined family.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Tell me what this means, the family reunion. And I see that your dad's name is on the DJ list.
Yeah, so my dad was a DJ way back in the day. My parents had me when they were like 19, so he was like right in it, spinning vinyl records. And I pretty much grew up around DJs, and I'm pretty sure I was like, my mom was pregnant with me the first time I went to Carrington. Yeah, definitely it's always been in my genes, and my dad still plays music from time to time, so it's going to be me, my sister, my dad, and then we're all going to play together at the very end of the show.
That sounds very special
and, yeah,
and unique, but is it unique in the house, or does the public just not get to see this very often?
The public has never seen me, my sister, and my dad play all at the same time, or a show with us all together, but it's, yeah, we definitely all do it together in the house. So we're ready to show people.
Me. I recall many years ago, one of your original Cabin Fever events, that your sister Carmana was singing with you.
Oh yeah, we're going to do that again for sure.
Nice. And do you also sing?
I used to a really long time ago. Like when I was 16, that's how I started making music. I would just play my ukulele and sing and then make little beats on top. And then I realized I don't actually want to be a singer. So now my sister does, and she sings on top of my music, which is super awesome.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. Now, what can we expect from the full family collaboration?
Honestly, I don't know. We're going to practice sometime later this week and see what happens, but I think it's going to be really cool.
Very exciting. It sounds experimental.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to come to find out.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me the details about that event.
Okay, so it's on March 4th, and we're going to start at 7 o'clock and probably each have an hour and a half sets, our own. And then, yeah, at the end, we're just going to all play together for, I don't know, the ending. We'll see how long we can last. Noah Davidson is going to make some food, and yeah, I think it'll be a fun time.
The event, is it $20 to get in? Is that admission?
Yeah.
And then, will there be any merchandise available? Will you be selling?
No. But I do have some merch online that you can buy if you do want to get some merch.
How do we find your online?
I have an Etsy account, but you can find it, like, if you go on my Instagram, anything like that. I have this thing called Linktree, and it has links to everything. So, like, my SoundCloud, my Facebook, my Etsy.
What's your Insta name?
Aspen King Music.
Okay, so there's something else really exciting coming up for you. And it also has some Cortez connections, and that's Jungle Dreaming.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited for that.
So tell me what you know about this. Is it the first time this music festival is happening? It's in Costa Rica?
Yeah, it's the very first time it's happened. I know that Ben Howells is also pretty heavily involved with it. And yeah, there's a lot of my friends going that are Vancouver Island DJs. And I think Richard from Cortez is going. So I'm excited to see him there. And yeah, the snow is really making me want to go there sooner.
Sweet. Yeah, I've been in touch with Lilith, the organizer, who I believe also has Cortez roots.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Richard Gaudette, DJ Rich God, is also on the lineup with you performing at this festival. So many community members from our little island are going to end up in 2 weeks. They're all going to transplant into Costa Rica.
Yeah.
The other seasons and celebrate music.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
So Ben Howells is also involved. Is he also performing?
I don't know if he's performing, but I know that he's helping Lilith organize the event.
Awesome. So yeah, definitely some Cortez roots there. For those that don't know, you mentioned Carrington earlier, which is a well-known annual rave that used to happen on Cortez, and Ben Howells was very involved in organizing that. Sweet. Is there anything else coming up in the future? Any more performances on Cortez going into the summer season? Ideas, desires?
Yeah, I don't have anything else planned for Cortez, but I do really want to keep the Cabin Fever series going, because I took a 3-year break because of the pandemic, but I was throwing one like every 3 months or something. So I definitely want to keep that going, because this island needs more events like that, I think.
So you're saying there is going to be another Cabin Fever event in the near future, in the next couple months?
Yeah, I'm not sure when, but my summers get pretty busy. I have a really big festival announcement coming up next week, but I can't really say too much about it yet.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.